Nikki and Damo's Code Red Breakfast.
Just a little quick something for you, Damo. A couple of weeks ago, you were complaining about forgetting to pay a phone bill because they don't send your phone bills out anymore.
Yes.
Therefore, you can't chuck it on the fridge. Therefore, you're forgetting about it.
Yes.
And you didn't pay. So that was your excuse. Fair enough.
It wasn't an excuse. It was the truth.
My Telstra bill arrived 2 weeks ago. Stuck it on the fridge. Had a look at it yesterday. Realised it was due last Friday. And I've got no excuse for it. So I need to do it today, otherwise the late fee occurs. They give you a couple of days leeway, but a late fee occurs. The bill's only for $21. Which means the late fee could
be
more than half of the bill. Well, Italy has just crowned its latest beauty queen, Miss Chubby.
Oh, hello.
Yes, coming in at 170 kilos. The beauty queen has said she feels very moved and she feels like she's won the lottery.
I think that's a poor choice of words.
Definitely.
Feeling very moved.
That wasn't a big prize for the winner. There was just a huge cake to share around between the 30 contestants.
I was going to say, if there's any prize they don't need, it's more cake.
Yeah, probably. And there was one condition of entering. The contestants had to weigh over 100 kilos. There was a weigh-in where the contestants had to step on big red scales so everyone could see the results. Yeah. Can you imagine the controversy that would cause if they did that during a normal beauty competition? Can you imagine if they had huge scales and you had to be under 50 kilos to enter the competition?
They do that behind the scenes. They
that's fair enough. Not everyone gets to see the results, but they are there and the rules are there.
Absolutely. Now, there's a new movie being released, Valentine's Day, next year.
I'm always scared when movies are released on Valentine's Day because usually they're the soppiest chick flicks you have ever seen.
Well, it's definitely a chick flick, but not for the same reason. It's a biopic on teen idol Justin Bieber.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes. He has announced the film, where else but Twitter.
Yep.
It'll be a 3D biopic, and he's going to star as himself.
I was going to say, who can we get to play him? Which actress is available right now to play Justin Bieber?
Oh, it's sure to be an Oscar award-winning performance.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, it's going to detail his rise to fame after being discovered on YouTube a year or two ago.
Yep.
It's a very short, it's going to be a very short film, obviously. But the biggest part of it is that they've got the director of An Inconvenient Truth on board to direct this movie.
Wow, what a fall from fame.
Yeah, exactly.
Going from that to a Justin Bieber pick.
Now, Justin Bieber's song Baby has scored more than 270 million views on YouTube.
That is an amazing Valentine's Day for every 16-year-old girl out there. 3D Justin Bieber doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly.
He's so close you can touch him. The magic number of sleep has finally been found. Now, usually we're under the belief that you have to get 8 hours of sleep per night. If you sleep more than 7 hours a day or less than 7 hours a day, you are at risk of having a heart attack or a stroke, apparently, which is, of course, the leading cause of death over in the States at the moment.
So. I don't think it's because of sleep, though, somehow.
That's also true, but it is a contributing factor, apparently.
Might be the constant bacon double cheese.
Yes, might be that double quarter pounder that they're scoffing down. No, apparently if you sleep less than 5 hours a day, it's just as bad as sleeping more than 9 hours a day. So you have to try to find that happy medium. Why are you saying uh-oh?
Well, it's just the last couple of nights. I don't think I've been dozing off till about 11.
How are you not asleep at the panel right now?
It's a struggle.
Now, you do need to keep in mind that this research is just for adults. For teenagers, the more sleep they get, the better, because of two reasons. One, because of study, and two, you don't have to put up with them as long.
Yeah, that's true. The longer they're in bed, the less they're annoying you.
Go to bed when Brian Possum says so, if you're a teenager.
I lived with a teenage sister. I know that to be fact.
The Stupidity Award this morning goes to the Queensland State Government.
Of course, now, you know I don't like Queensland bashing.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway because they deserve it in this case. Now, we should have laws against owning guns.
Yes.
Like, you have to get a license to own a gun, and that's a good thing in this country.
Mm-hmm.
However, the Queensland State Government now wants to impose new laws, which means if you own something that looks like a gun, you also have to own a license. Now, this could be anything from a plastic little gun to a bar of soap that's shaped like a gun. Anything at all that even resembles a gun, you now have to have a license for.
So let's face it, if you go and buy a super soaker, you're going to have to register it.
Yes. This is absolutely ridiculous, especially in Queensland, where super soakers are a must in summer.
Do you know what's even worse?
What?
You'll have to pay a registration fee.
Yes.
To own your super soaker.
How stupid is that? The little water pistol cost you $2 from the bloody crazy store downtown, and it's going to cost you how much to register?
$50. $50 a year.
Absolutely crazy, yeah. And you have to keep it locked up at all times.
That one, that falling is the wrong hands.
See, I told you, I'm not Queensland bashing. I'm Queensland state government bashing, and that is okay.
Yeah, government bashing is always okay.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter who it is.
Some intensive research has just come out of Kansas City, and it shows that the body build of your food server, aka your waiter, can influence the meals you order. Now, apparently, we're more likely to go for bigger dishes and unhealthier food if our waiter or waitress is overweight. Apparently, we don't feel guilty breaking our diets or eating bad food if the person that's serving the food to us is bigger themselves.
Wow.
Also, dieters more rely on what the waitress recommends you to eat if they're overweight as well. It's the whole saying, you know, don't trust a skinny chef, or you don't trust a skinny waiter when it comes to giving you food advice.
So basically what you're saying is,
yep,
is you're going to trust someone who is overweight because there's more likelihood that they've tried everything on the menu.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
That's a bit rough.
A wife had suspected her husband of cheating, so what she did was she jumped on Facebook and started digging around.
Yes.
And what did she find? Photos. Photographic evidence. Now, she searched the name of women that he expected to be the lover.
Yeah.
She found the woman she thought he was cheating on with.
Yeah.
And she had a look at her profile. It wasn't set on private. She's had a look and found a wedding album, photos of her husband in this wedding album marrying a different woman. How devastated would you be? Now, there was over 200 photos in this album of them having their wedding at Disneyland. Now, apparently she became suspicious after he took more and more business trips.
Yeah, it's a bit suspicious when an accountant goes to Disney World.
Well, that's true as well.
On a business expense.
Honestly, it's for a conference and stuff.
How are people not learning? Don't put this stuff on Facebook.
How are people not learning? Don't cheat on your wife.
I have to concede, yeah. We were talking earlier about Robert Pattinson and how he's appeared on a London show singing impromptu for a reality TV show.
Yep.
Keza has told us on Facebook that apparently we're the only two people in the world that know Rob Pattinson has a song on the Twilight soundtrack. So we do apologise. Haven't actually sat down and listened to the Twilight soundtrack, so I didn't know.
Whoops.
But anyway, the video is online if you want to have a look at it. It's on our Facebook.
I might have to fight Keza on this one, though. I'm pretty sure there's somebody else out there somewhere in the world, that didn't know this as well.
No, there's got to be someone else that didn't know that.
Thank you, Kez, for correcting us on that one.
But I'm quite sure I don't care that he sings on the soundtrack.
Yeah, you're not the biggest fan of Robert Pattinson.
No.
What do you have against him?
Apart I don't
from
know.
He's pasty and just, whinges a lot.
Just rubs me the wrong way. I don't like him.
Wouldn't mind if you rub me the wrong way. Anyway, continue. On to the next thing that we're talking about.
Catch the guys weekdays from 6 a.m. on 97.7 Snow FM.